Chapter 17. It was in the fall and the yearly winter of the year 1750, and again in the summer of the year following, that the famous pirate, Blueskin, became especially identified with Lewis as a part of its traditional history. For some time, for 3 or 4 years, rumors and reports of Blueskin's doings in the West Indies and off the Carolinas had been brought in now and then by sea captains. There was no more cruel, bloody, desperate, devilish pirate than he in all those pirate-infested waters. All kinds of wild and bloody stories were current concerning him, but it never occurred to the good folk of Lewis that such stories were sometime to be a part of their own history. But one day a schooner came drifting into Lewis Harbor, shattered, wounded, her forecastle splintered, her foremast shot half away, and 3 great tattered holes in her mainsail. The mate with one of the crew came ashore in the boat for help and a doctor. He reported that the captain and the cook were dead, and there were 3 wounded men aboard. The story he told to the gathering crowd brought a very peculiar thrill to those who heard it. They had fallen in with Blueskin, he said, off Fenwick's Island, some 20 or 30 miles below the Capes, and the pirates had come aboard of them. But, finding that the cargo of the schooner consisted only of cypress shingles and lumber, had soon quitted their prize. Perhaps Blueskin was disappointed at not finding a more valuable capture. Perhaps the spirit of deviltry was hotter in him that morning than usual. Anyhow, as the pirate craft bore away, she fired 3 broadsides at short range into the helpless coaster. The captain had been killed at the first fire, the cook had died on the way up, 3 of the crew were wounded, and the vessel was leaking fast, betwixt wind and water. Such was the mate's story. It spread like wildfire, and in half an hour all the town was in a ferment. Fenwick's land was very near home. Blueskin might come sailing into the harbor at any minute and then, In an hour Sheriff Jones had called together most of the able-bodied men of the town, muskets and rifles were taken down from the chimney places, and every preparation was made to defend the place against the pirates, should they come into the harbor and attempt to land. But Blueskin did not come that day, nor did he come the next or the next. But on the afternoon of the 3rd the news went suddenly flying over the town that the pirates were inside the capes. As the report spread the people came running, men, women, and children, to the green before the tavern, where a little knot of old seamen were gathered together, looking fixedly out toward the offing, talking in low voices. 2 vessels, one bark-rigged, the other and smaller a sloop, were slowly creeping up the bay, a couple of miles or so away, and just inside the cape. There appeared nothing remarkable about the 2 crafts, but the little crowd that continued gathering upon the green stood looking out across the bay at them nonetheless anxiously for that. They were sailing close hauled to the wind, the sloop following in the wake of her consort as the pilot fish follows in the wake of the shark. But the course they held did not lie toward the harbor, but rather bore away toward the Jersey shore, and by it began to be apparent that Blueskin did not intend visiting the town. Nevertheless, those who stood looking did not draw a free breath until, after watching the 2 pirates for more than an hour and a half, they saw them, then about 6 miles away, suddenly put about and sail with a free wind out to sea again. "The bloody villains have gone," said old Captain Wolfe, shutting his telescope with a click. But Lewis was not yet quit of Blueskin. 2 days later a half-breed from Indian River Bay came up, bringing the news that the pirates had sailed into the inlet, some 15 miles below Lewis, and had careened the bark to clean her. Perhaps Blueskin did not care to stir up the country people against him, for the half-breed reported that the pirates were doing no harm, and that what they took from the farmers of Indian River and Rehoboth they paid for with good hard money. It was while the excitement over the pirates was at its highest fever heat that Levi West came home again. The Book of Pirates.